Thank you. 6.1, we would like to add a 6.1 bis that would read, state parties shall take precautionary measures, including the halt of businesses activities, when such activities can cause imminent human rights abuses or violations, causing irreparable harm, independently from the existence or outcome of a legal proceeding relative to the situation. Then 6.2, we would like it to read as following. State parties shall take appropriate legal and policy measures to ensure that transnational corporations and other business enterprises within their territory, jurisdiction, or otherwise under their control respect internationally recognized human rights and prevent human rights abuses and violations throughout their business activities and relationships. We would like to add a 6.4 bis that would read, adopting and implementing enhanced human rights and environmental due diligence and urgent and immediate preventative measures, including divestment and disengagement policies to avoid corporate involvement in or contribution to human rights abuses in their activities and relationships, as well as measures to prevent human rights violations or abuses in occupied or conflict-affected areas arising from business activities or from contractual business relationships across the value chain, including with respect to their products and services. Companies must further not pursue or start operations in certain situations in which no due diligence assessment can guarantee that there will not be complicity in or contribution to violations. And then 6.4C, we would like it to read as following. Conducting meaningful and mandatory consultations in line with principles of free, prior, and informed consent and throughout all phases of operations with individuals or communities whose human rights can potentially be affected by business activities and with other relevant stakeholders, while giving special attention to those facing high risks of business-related human rights abuses. Such consultations shall be undertaken by an independent public body and protected from any undue influence from commercial and other vested interests. Where it's not possible for conduct meaningful consultations, such as in conflict areas, business operations should refrain from operating unless it's for the benefit of the oppressed population. 6.4D, we would like to add a D bis that would read, respecting that peoples have a right to self-determination and therefore a right to refuse business activity on their land without threats of retaliation. And then we would like to add a 6.4D ter, which would read, safeguarding the rights of indigenous peoples to environmental governance as means to respect the right to a safe and healthy environment. And then we would like to add the following new paragraphs. The first one would read, where applicable, under international law, state parties shall incorporate or otherwise implement within their domestic law appropriate provisions for universal jurisdiction over human rights violations that amount to international crimes. And then another paragraph that would read, state parties shall ensure that reparations processes and mechanisms established to repair the harm caused by large-scale industrial disasters are designed and implemented in consultation with and with full participation of those affected, are transparent and independent from the business enterprise that caused or contributed to the harm, ensure independent technical assistance, and are sufficiently resourced to offer the prospect of full reparation to all those affected, and include accountability metrics as identified by third-party reporting and analysis. Thank you.